With the terms of three counselors expiring at the end of the year and the departure of two other counselors earlier this year, voters are set to choose five members of the seven-member Schenectady City Council this fall. Ahead of the June 22nd primary, a forum for the Democratic candidates was held Wednesday night. Seven candidates answered questions about their vision for City Hall in the forum organized by the Schenectady chapter of the NAACP and Schenectady United Neighborhoods. Without a live audience, the forum was broadcast from Proctor's on Open Stage Media. The candidates vying for a full four-year term who appeared Wednesday night include current City Council President John Mutaviren, Councilor Marion Porterfield, Councilor Karen Zaluski-Wildzunas, and challenger Damani Farley. Those seeking nominations to fill the remainder of the terms vacated by former councilors Lisa Perrazzo and Ed Kosher include Hyleb Samuel, Carl Williams, and Doreen DeToro. Daily Gazette editor and forum moderator Miles Reed asked the candidates to provide a brief opening statement before turning to a slate of questions. Up first was Councilor Zaluski-Wildzunas, a commercial real estate broker by trade. She touted her experience in banking.
Being a banker has given me experience in lending money to businesses, not-for-profits, and municipalities. This knowledge has assisted me in analyzing the city's financial statements.
Zaluski-Wildzunas, who is white, cited her expertise helping sell city properties and her involvement with local nonprofits. Councilor Porterfield, the only African-American member of the council, said she listens to the community and brings that information to the table.
Additionally, I feel that having a difference of opinion sometimes and expressing an opinion maybe that is not the same as everyone else, it's helpful because you get to see the things from all angles.
In March, Porterfield was the sole vote against a police reform plan developed under a state mandate. Councilor Mutaviren, who is Guyanese, listed several city initiatives he's supported through his time on the council, from neighborhood revitalization programs to COVID relief.
I have worked with our county health department to bring COVID resources, including masks and vaccine, to the underserved community, and will continue this outreach. I am a big believer in financial discipline and transparency.
Farley, a longtime community advocate, challenged the sitting members of the council.
As we talk about all of the good things that are happening in our city, especially when we talk about things like some of the economic growth, if it has not changed or improved the material conditions of the people who actually live here, if you can't feel that, if it's not tangible for you, then it's missing the mark. And we're missing the mark.
Farley, who is black, says he believes in making decisions with people and not for people. The first of the three candidates for the two open seats to speak was DeToro, who pointed to community relationships she's built as the owner of a local funeral home.
I continue to work in this capacity, serving families who have entrusted me with their most treasured loved ones. It was instilled in me at a very young age by my immigrant parents that through adversity comes triumph.
DeToro, who is white, said she plans to address quality of life issues, such as noise complaints, and repeatedly mentioned her support for law enforcement during the forum. Up next was Samuel, who shared his history as an entrepreneur and small business owner and as a board member on the Schenectady Municipal Housing Authority.
And one of the things that's come out of that experience is the understanding of how governments operate on an operational basis when it comes to land management, licensing, permitting, code enforcement, and environmental health. And all of the roles, you know, with the budgetary responsibility and the fiscal responsibility and the ability to work with people, I believe those skills I can bring to the city council.
Samuel, who is black, is one of two candidates previously endorsed by the Schenectady Democratic Committee to fill the open seats. The other is Williams, an Air National Guard veteran who recently completed his MBA. Williams, who is black, also served as a member of the Schenectady Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative Steering Committee.
I'm currently here right now because of the influences of a lot of mentors and friends and peers that have decided to invest their time and resource into me personally. I understand that there are a lot of peers who have not afforded those same benefits, and that's primarily the reason why I'm here, to open up doors and bridge gaps between the individuals that currently serve on our city council to ensure that their lessons learned are not lost.
Also running for city council are Teresa McCalman, who has been endorsed by the Working Families Party, and Republican-endorsed candidates Kevin Hammer, Brendan Nally, and Vivian Parsons. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.